welcome back. It's Lori here. Welcome back to our channel. This is part three of the parenting book series that I'm doing, reviewing and sharing with you all how I'm teaching my kids about Jesus. So in today's video, I'm going to be sharing books that have been really great read aloud options for my kids. Plus, I'm also going to be sharing just other great resources that, again, are just great Christian-filled books that teach the kid on something. So that's what I'm going to be sharing in today's video. So like I said, first off, I'm going to be sharing books that I used as my read-aloud moment, and that term has been, I'm not homeschooling my kids yet. I mentioned before, I'm considering homeschooling for my kids. Right now, they go to school. Like I said, my kids go to school, so I'm like, how else can I teach my kids about Jesus? And so you saw my morning basket routine, which I've already shared before. That's another really simple, cute way to teach, do something with your kids before they run off to school. And so first I'm going to kind of focus more on the books that I use as read aloud moments for my kids. And when I did a read aloud, I think reading aloud to your kids is great to do any time of the day, anytime you could do it. How it works just in our schedule is, I told you, my kids went to school. When I get back from school, they're usually hungry and want a snack. So I'm like, oh, I'm going to use that time to read them something. And so that's where I use my moments to teach them different things, read different books to them. And so these are the ones that we just went through. So we currently just finished all of these, and I wanted to share them with you because they were amazing. We really, really enjoyed them. I really enjoyed them as a parent. My kids really enjoyed them. They were short, engaging, and led to many great conversations, which I feel what it's all about is those deeper conversations with your children, which I love. This one you probably saw a little bit in my morning basket. It is one that I did use in my sometimes in the morning before they went to school, but I also some days would read to them when they got home and reading and eating their snack. It's called Notes from Jesus, What Your New Best Friend Wants You to Know. And it is amazing. It's so beautiful. I really enjoyed it. I felt like what came across for me when I was reading this to my kids, that they really walked away knowing that Jesus wants to be their friend, and that he cares about them, and being their friend means a lot to Jesus. And this has really helped them when they go to school, especially my oldest one has a little bit of anxiety issues. This helped her a lot. I was reminded, remember, Jesus is your friend. Take Jesus with you. Have this little cute little concept to help your kid remember that Jesus is there and he wants to be their friend. So this book was great for that. These next three are a little bit longer. This is like a shorter read aloud. Again, you can almost use it as a devotion time for your kids. Well, the next two I used as read alouds. This one I was blown away with. I actually came across this book through a podcast I was listening to. She was actually interviewing the author of this book, and I was just really intrigued by it because I was in the market of finding another book to read to my kids that was faith-based. And this was a beautiful, Into the Great Marinara by Nicholas C. Day. If you haven't heard of it, I recommend you going and getting it. It's an amazing book. He was an atheist who struggled with his faith, and through studying it and learning about God, he became to realize God is true. So it kind of walks you through this boy, Tanner, through his struggle of really believing in God. And he goes through this marinara pasta world. And it's just beautifully written. It's got a lot of fun humor in there. Language is a little bit, could be advanced for young kids. I told you, I started reading this when my youngest was just about to turn 5. My oldest is just about to turn 7. So sometimes I would have to describe what a word certain meant. But in general, they got the gist of it. They're fun, short chapters, but I must admit, I was really blown away by this book. I really, really enjoyed it. I found a lot of the symbolism, tying it into the Bible, into the bigger story of the Bible, through this boy's journey. My kids absolutely loved it. We still talk about it today, even though we're done reading it. Every once in a while, they're like, oh, I remember something like that from The Great Marinara and Tanner. And so, I can't say enough. If you're looking for another really good read aloud book to your kids that's like a chapter book setup, read this one. You're really, really going to enjoy it. The next book, after I got done reading The Great Marinara, I moved on to the next book. I told you I have a list of books that I want to read to my kids. This one, we were actually, if you saw also on Instagram, if you follow me on Instagram, I went through a moment of sharing with you all. Part of our bedtime routine was memorizing scripture, and we were memorizing Psalms 23. I got that from another mom. She said she had her family memorize that one. It was just a great blessing to them. It's like, oh, I want to do that too. So then I came across this book that was all about teaching your kids even more deeper of what Psalms 23 is all about. And it's called Sammy and the Shepherd. And it's set up to be a little chapter book as well. So again, I used it as a read aloud. When my kids got home from school, I would read, sit down as they're eating their snack, and read one chapter to them. I love it at the start. They give you the Psalms 23. So at the start, I would always read it over, encourage my kids to read it with me, focus on memorizing it. Then each chapter would go in one line, like this line, chapter one, is really focusing on the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And it shares a little story of between two sheep. And it's just, it was beautiful. My kids loved it. And then one thing too, so that she tells the story, then at the end of each chapter, she has talk about it. So at the back of the book, she has designed it in a way where she has you read a little bit more. She tells you something about that verse, what the Bible says about it. Then you have questions again to talk to your kids about it, and ends in a little prayer or a tips to incorporate into your prayer. So I love that too. She gave you something to read, shares a story, a beautiful story, fun for the kids. It's got pictures in it. My kids would sit there and stare at the pictures as I was reading and ask so many questions about every picture. Beautiful written.
Okay, kids, we're going to talk about it. Madison, what did my friend decide to do? Lila, what did my friend decide to do?
Go under the fence.
And what happened to her, Madison?
What happened to her? Well, she got stuck.
She got stuck. Lila, what was the only way that she could become a part of the Good Shepherd's flock?
He buyed her.
He redeemed her. Madison, what did he name her?
Precious.
Precious.
I want to be precious.
You can be precious. Read 1 Peter. So here we go. We're going to read 1 Peter. It's going to hold this message more. You are not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ as a lamb without blemish and without a spot.
They're using precious name.
Yes.
I too fell in love with this myself as a parent, because really learning and understanding what it means that Jesus is my good shepherd and what that really means in my life and then therefore in my kids' life. If you're looking for a book to help you with that and teach your kids about what does it mean that Jesus is your good shepherd, I highly, highly recommend this book. The last book actually is the current book we're still reading through. We're almost done with it. I too got this from a podcast that I was listening to. The Bob Goff was being interviewed with his daughter because they wrote this book together. And it's all about love and loving your neighbor, and that we're all neighbors and we all can find little ways in our daily lives to love one another and what that looks like. And they're just such fun, cute stories. Again, I read these as our read alouds. They're chapter-based books with a different story and a different way of loving your neighbor in each story. And they've been fun. They got cute little pictures on some of it. Fun real-life stories that I can then talk to my kids about what happened in the story and how can we see them in our own life. And what does it mean to really love your neighbor? So another little cute, fun book. I think it's good for young, definitely probably 5-year-olds and up. 4-year-olds could be, they're short enough for it. Got some pictures, but definitely 5-year-old and up would be a great resource. Actually, for all of these, I told you, I would be great for 4, 5-year-olds, 6, 7-year-olds. These are what I was reading to my kids reading to my kids at this age. So if you're looking for books and your kids around that age, even if they're not, they're a little bit older, I would still say read these books, especially Into the Great Marinara. It probably was for kids a little bit older, maybe again 7 and up, but my 5-year-old still really liked it, still fell along with the story. Her attention span could sometimes drift, but in general, she was there engaging for most of that story. In general, she overall knew the story a bit. So those are the main read aloud books that I just read through my kids, and I highly recommend them, so make sure you check those out. All right, so the next few books I just quickly want to go through. If you're looking for more specific book on something, first off was Prayer. This book is just a new one, actually just kind of recently came out, I believe. Anytime, any place, any prayer. And it was something I'm trying to get better in my own prayer life as a mom, and I have a great resource to teach you all about that. But this was a really cute one, just generally teach the kids the beauty of prayer, and that really, it doesn't have to look like a certain way. You can pray anytime, anywhere, and it's powerful to do. And it gives little, quick little things, really encouraging your kid to talk and pray to your God in your car, while you're brushing your teeth, while you're eating lunch, you're at recess, whatever. So it's just a cute way to remind kids prayer is important. Prayer is just really talking to God, and He wants to hear from them. So this was a cute little book if you just want an introduction to kind of encouraging your kids to get into prayer life and what that kind of looks like. The next two books I was really big on teaching my kids about emotions, you know, teaching your kids about emotions, like why do we have emotions, what are emotions, what are you feeling? I think it's an important part of their development. I, as a kid, was never really taught about my emotions, so I found it important to me to teach my kids more about them, but also with God perspective, a Christian perspective, and these two books have really been a cute little resources. This one actually came from the Daily Grace Co. It's created with emotions, and this was geared towards teaching your kids that God created emotions, and here's why, and there's more to it, and they teach you each individual emotion. So this one's about grief, then they have one about jealousy, anger, love, and this is how they're created by our Creator, fear. So this, again, beautiful written, easy to read. And I would read a few pages with my kids. I could tell that they're starting to lose interest. And then I would stop it there and pick it back up. So I kind of use it as like a chapter book read aloud. But I just kind of made note of where I left off. But it was just a great resource to start opening the conversation to your kids about emotions and showing them that they have different emotions and they're there for different things. Another one that we came across, that Michelle and I helped me find, was Christina Fox shared Helping Again Your Kids with Emotions. And this one's really cute. It's a little bit more story-based. Like this one shares a story about a girl being scared of a thunderstorm and then kind of walks through her emotions and how she can be reminded of Jesus even in the midst of thunderstorms. Another cute one, we read that one actually. We have a lot of thunderstorms here in Florida, so it was cute to read. This one's about teaching your kids how they feel, what happens when a friend of theirs moves away, and kind of helping them cope through those emotions as well. So this book is just, it's geared towards more of like sharing a story of like a real life moment, like a friend's rejection. That's probably a big one for a lot. So this one was really good on taking a certain moment, something that probably will happen to your child, and helping them understand that feeling that they're going through. So I think kind of tying in both of these books is important to teach our kids their emotions. They're good, the emotions are good, God created the emotions. But let's see how we can use those emotions and work with them in our everyday life. So if you're looking for something to teach your kids about emotions, I would look into those two books. The last book, again, was American, I listened to a lot of podcasts too, was I was listening to the author, Sissy Goff, talk about her books and anxiety, and she specializes in helping kids who have a lot of anxiety issues, and my kids do, especially my oldest. So I wanted to help her, and so this book was Braver, Stronger, Smarter, and Sissy has quite a few books. I was going back and forth which one of hers to start with. I chose this one because based off the reviews and stuff, people said this was geared towards the younger kids, like kids are going into kindergarten and first grade. I'm like, oh, that's what my kids are. So like, this is perfect, and it has, when you see all the white paper, so what I would do with this one, she has little exercises for them to draw certain things. So I would copy that page and then print it off, and then the kids would fill it in. So they would write, and she gives you specifically what they're supposed to draw here, and then we would write about things. But then she does have stories in here along with it. She brings in real life moments, which I love that. And she also has good questions for you to discuss with your kids. So we've been doing this. And I love this too. We just actually did this part the other day of going over. You can rate even your level of anxiety. Where is it at? And it's just a beautiful way to teach your kids that there's nothing wrong with being worried and fearful of something, but let's talk through it. Don't let it just end there. So this has been, if you're a mom who has a kid who has lots and lots of anxiety, I definitely recommend checking out more Sissy Goff's work, not just this book. I think she has a lot of other great resources. But this is a good one if your kids are young, like my kids are, to start off with this one, helping them realize that they're brave, strong, and smart. And it's just beautiful, and it is a Christian-focused, Christian-based, and I love that as well. So those are just other great side recommendations. You can use them as read-aloud moments. So this is a mix of books I use for read-aloud and the other books that I just have taught them on the side. But all of those books I shared have always been like my afternoon sessions with my kids when they get back from school, and I want to just intentionally set time to teach them something or read them something and then have discussions with them. So that's what I've realized too through all of these books I've been sharing with you, and what I've been realizing from then I'll share with you the parenting books that have helped me. A lot of them were focusing on intentionally setting time to do stuff with your kids. And so this is what I do. I'm trying to show you how I set time intentionally to read something to my kids or to teach them about something to encourage you that you can fit it in your busy schedule too. Make sure you stay tuned for that. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any of those future videos down the road of me sharing even more books that have really been impactful in my life and my children's life. So therefore, I want to inspire you to grab these books as well. So friends, let me know down below how this video's helped you, or if you have a recommendation of a good read aloud for young kids. Again, my kids are about 5 to 7 years old. So if you have a good read aloud book option, make sure you leave it down below so we can all share and keep growing in our own home libraries of different great resources to have these great conversations with our kids. Don't forget to give this video a thumbs up, letting me know that you got something out of today's video, has blessed you in some way. I'm thinking of all of you moms. I'm praying for all of you. Thank you for being here, and I'll chat with you in the next video.